Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Dr. Leah Hollis, a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of Bully in the Ivory Tower. That's one of her books, and she's here to talk to us this segment about what's going on in the study and the understanding and the activity of bullying. Leo, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website quickly, please,
by the way. DiversityTrainingConsultant.com.
DiversityTrainingConsultant.com. Check that out. And the book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Available on Amazon.com, actually.
All right, so check that out. Leo, where are we in your work in bullying? Where do you think we are right now?
We are behind.
We, me, and who are we?
We as the United States. We are one of the few countries.
Because we have to differentiate, because there is bullying outside of our borders, too, isn't there?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But why are we behind?
The United States is still trying to define exactly what bullying is. State of New York is close. State of Massachusetts is close to passing healthy workplace legislation, so it is coming. But other places, like Quebec, have had these laws in place for over 10 years. Europe has anti-harassment, anti-bullying statutes in place.
So, do laws really work when it comes to bullying? I mean, I can see where it would for adults if you got adult bullying, but do the laws apply to children?
Or is it just right now? I'm discussing workplace bullying.
And education.
I'm talking about the workplace, because in the United States, 46 states do have anti-bullying in K-12.
Okay.
So our kids are protected.
So we're not behind at the kid level, but we're behind at the workplace level.
Yes.
What would a workplace bullying law that you like look like?
It would define what bullying is, that it harasses and berates the target, and it also puts in place resolution measures. That is, the organization must respond to a complaint, bring in both the bully and the target. Typically, organizations go through mediation to discover why the target feels bad. Sometimes the bully doesn't realize they're doing it, and then come up with solutions so they can move forward productively.
How do we make sure that tough love isn't seen by some crybaby as bullying?
That's part of the mediation. So if you're supposed to be in at 9 a.m. and you feel you're being bullied because you show up at 9:30, well, that's not a bully. That's your late.
Why do I even have to go to mediation for that? Why can't I, as a manager, why can't I just deal with that and take action without going to some kind of mediation?
My off-the-cuff answer is that we as a society have gotten away from walking across the hall and saying, this didn't work for me. We don't shake hands anymore. We tweet and text and do all
that.
But
that's not something we should be fixing with legislation. We should be fixing it with behavior.
I agree. But in the absence of being able to walk across the hall and say, hey, this isn't working for me, all these legislations, I believe, are coming up.
Yeah.
And also, it also has to do with personality. So I have men and women, regardless of race, come to me and say, what do I do with the bully? The bully's the provost or the vice president
right.
or the president.
You're talking about in higher education.
Mm-hmm. And the power structure does make it difficult sometimes to approach the bully and say, you know, that really sucks.
For millennia, we just had to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
If they had the power and they wanted to be a bully, then they were just a bully. That was their rap, right?
Yep. But it happens regardless.
Are you saying that now that's going to be, that laws could stop that?
It will inform your decision. So initially I asked the ladies from Quebec, how did it happen when it was passed? She says, when it first passed, you're going to have a big upheaval. You're going to have lots of people complaining. Mm-hmm. You're going to have this crush, if you will. about 2 to 3 years after the laws are passed, people are going to understand what bullying is and is not, and your power structures will be informed that, oh, we can't do that because we don't even want to go through the process. So we're going to be nicer up front.
Did anybody find that managers were more reticent to take the action that they should have taken? See, what I worry about is the productivity of the organization. I don't want to see bullies or crybabies disrupt the productivity because managers didn't feel like they could manage.
There is legislation. Part of that legislation is about the what they call it, the vexatious complaint. Like, you just can't complain to be complaining.
Right.
So
can that be resolved? Is it okay under these laws to resolve that prior to mediation?
Yeah. Because right. When you bring your case, you have to say, I'm bullied because of X.
So there has to be, there's due diligence prior to mediation to make sure that this is a justified thing to be brought to mediation.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Anything that doesn't drop through that filter is dealt with, just get over it, deal with it.
It's still a discussion, probably not a discussion with the alleged bully, but still a discussion. Here's your job description.
Right.
You are supposed to be here at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You are supposed to see so many students.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, Leah. Gen Y, they're good people, but I talk to a lot of people out there who are employing them, and not just Gen Y, but a lot of people need tough love. They don't need bullying, but they need tough love. And we managers have to, I think we have to, we have to be prepared to do that. Hey, Leah, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Leah Hollis, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.